Ride Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Democrats barnstorming across New Hampshire on the eve of the state primaries.
We've been following the Pete Buttigieg campaign across the state, and it is clear that he has momentum here. Mayor Pete has basically been pulling in the same size crowds as frontrunner Bernie Sanders here, and notable polls in this state now show that Mayor Pete is in a close second behind Bernie Sanders.
Fox's Matt Finn in Bedford. President Trump is also in New Hampshire tonight for a rally, the president tweeting he wants to shake up the Democrats a little bit. Meanwhile, in Iowa, an unresolved race is about to get longer. The Buttigieg and Sanders campaigns requesting a limited recanvass of the caucus results.
In this caucus, our work is not done. Despite the challenges we face, together we will see this through to completion.
Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price, Buttigieg leads the delegate count by one. America is listening to Fox News.
Sanders, de Blasio, Booker, Buttigieg, and Joe Biden, Warren, Gillibrand, and Beto, and some congressman named Tim Ryan, Heck and Looper, Yang, and Kamala Harris, There's so many, they should be embarrassed. Too crazy, but Bernie's almost 80, oh yeah.
There's too many Democrats.
Boy. Across the nation, lots of unfamiliar faces. They need campaign donations, oh man.
There's too many Democrats.
Before that, define...
That's kind of a sentimental look back to not that long ago when there were only 40 or 50 people running on the Democrat side. And now they managed to whittle the number of idiots down to, well, I don't know if it's, there's still more than seven, but not everybody qualified for this thing in New Hampshire. So Pete Buttigieg is, really, they want to hand the country over to a 37-year-old guy whose total sum experience has been a dubious mayor of a small town in Indiana.
I wonder how he likes being called Mayor Pete.
Probably likes it a lot.
You think so?
Yeah.
last week, his nickname was Mayor Cheat because of the Iowa crocuses. We still have to touch base with David Blackman.
Yes.
Actually, I want, it'd be really good if we could get him today at 5:40, but I don't want to impose on him that late. Some of the stuff that AOC has been saying has been, like, not just head-scratching, but indicative. This woman doesn't know her ass from a hole in the ground. She's a brilliant propagandist, says David, but what so often gets her into trouble and gives her an image of stupidity is her magnificent, uncorrupted level of abject ignorance. Despite having somehow obtained a degree in economics from an accredited university, she's now one of the most uneducated people ever elected to Congress. Her utter lack of anything resembling a real and useful education was on stark display yet again Thursday of last week when she clearly demonstrated she has no understanding of what a metaphor or figure of speech is. That's the one where, not making this up, we've all heard the term, pull yourself up by the bootstraps. She took that literally.
It's not possible.
It's not possible to do that. And said so on the floor of the House.
I love how stupid she is. It makes me feel so better about myself.
Yeah. That's a good way to build your self-esteem.
You're smart.
Yeah. Thanks, I'll pull myself up by my bootstraps.
You're no dummy.
No.
Let's see, there was one other one in here. Hang on, I should have had this lined up ahead of time. I'll tell you what, I'll go back to my silly straw poll. We have already had, by the way, that picture of Brad Pitt last night. What a, I'm just sorry I'm so damn good looking.
What? Have you not seen me? Look at this.
I like that beard, too.
Yes. More creeper stash.
We're up to 63 votes on our straw poll. We would like at least 100. I think you need at least that many. I got to say, just scanning through it, Tommy Tuberville seems to be the favorite with those who cared enough to put a name in here. I blocked any dummy that would say Sessions. I'm Tuberville and Troy King. Tuberville. I'm actually, in a way, surprised at the... because I haven't heard too many spots for Tommy Tuberville.
I haven't heard any. Which is good.
But you know what? If you really, if you have momentum, word of mouth is the best advertising on the planet.
And most of the advertisement I hear suck.
I would say, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to do some post-mortem campaign advice to certain politicians. Because you can't cute your way into office, I'll just say that. People aren't stupid. And there's one man you have to thank for that. It's not me or it's not any other talk host. It's Barack Obama, because he woke a lot of people up and people got engaged. Now, they may not be going to Tea Party rallies and stuff, but they still care. And they are paying attention. And you just can't, if anything, you're insulting them. So stop insulting people's intelligence with ads that can't even remember your name at the end of. Who are we talking about here? This is 2020. You're not talking to political morons. This is not the same country it was just 10 years ago. Because people are, and the idiots that aren't paying attention, they're getting ready to vote for the Democrat of their dreams tomorrow in New Hampshire. They're the ones that actually think Bernie Sanders would be a great thing for America. And just that idea alone.
Oh my God.
Yeah, really. 9 minutes after 5 o'clock, we are expecting tons of rain. Most of it is still well north of us, but there. Let's take a look at the Live in Fear. Because I already know a lot of people that had flooding in their homes from last week. Oh, look at that. Wow, just in the last, holy cow, look at how, all of a sudden that line of red cell thunderstorms has dropped south. And seems to be just north of the city, so you and I need to go make a check on this.
Oh,
but
yeah.
This is the first of several days of rain. Man, that was shocking how fast that thing dropped south. Almost like a mesoconvective line of storms.
Ooh!
That's a true type of storm, too. Anyway, Georgia Floors Direct is best equipped for those who need emergency flooring. If you find yourself with flooded and ruined flooring, they're the people that can get you turned around and taken care of better than anybody, with not only a great price and a wholesale price on top-line flooring, but installers who have had the experience that you're going to want when they're trying to replace flooring that got soaked or ruined in a flood situation. If you don't need it now, you may. If you live in a low-lying area or flood-prone area, we could be in that type of rain event where we have so much that it's got nowhere to go but in your house. Hope it doesn't. But keep that in mind. And, of course, if you just want great flooring, you're ready to upgrade or switch out from carpeting to a hardwood or a laminate or a tile, Georgia Floors Direct is the place to get the best price, the best selection, and, most importantly, the best installation. Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of Floriers welcome you to Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, Monday through Saturday, 9 till 7.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up. And President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery Fire and Rescue is reporting the city's first fire fatality of 2020. A 67-year-old man died of fire-related injuries in a structure fire on the 4,000 block of Ardmore Drive on Saturday. There were no reported injuries to fire department personnel. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Montgomery fire officials are also investigating what caused a storage unit to go up in flames early this morning. The fire broke out in the 6300 block of Atlanta Highway. Officials tell us a woman was treated on the scene for minor injuries. Firefighters were eventually able to get the blaze under control. 10 storage units were damaged. Mayor Stephen Reed and the Montgomery United Transition Team want your input and solutions for a better Montgomery. There'll be a municipal assembly to let your voice be heard. It's Wednesday, February 12th at 5:30 p.m. in the auditorium at Montgomery City Hall. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Wet and turbulent times for the week ahead with showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tonight. There'll be some locally heavy rainfall in spots. Periods of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. I think we're in the mid-70s tomorrow. Upper 70s on Wednesday. Risk of showers and thunderstorms during the daytime Wednesday, but showers and storms becoming more likely Wednesday night, and it could be another one of those overnight severe weather threats just like last Wednesday night that lasts through Thursday morning. Severe thunderstorms with damaging wind gusts and a tornado can't be ruled out. Then it turns cooler during the daytime hours on Thursday and a windy, cold day Friday, but the rain is gone by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Weather emergencies can strike like a bolt from the blue. Storms, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. Is your family safe?
No.
Is it? Before you venture outdoors, tune into Big News Weather Central, now with Live in Fear Doppler. Only Live in Fear Doppler warns you of storm conditions that could snap telephone poles like matchsticks, flinging them through the air at hundreds of miles an hour, plunging through your family's bodies like chopsticks through boiled potatoes.
Mom, I'm late for soccer practice.
Don't open the door.
Don't open the door. Check first with Live in Fear Doppler, only from Big News Weather Central.
Mom, it's starting to rain.
And with Seth on the spot load outside, we've been looking at a front, a line of red cell thunderstorms to the north, well to the north, up by Clanton. That's where it was an hour ago, maybe less than that. And all of a sudden, this thing just dropped towards Montgomery. Now, it's not raining or storming right where we are, but the wind.
Ooh.
Man.
It started slow and just got worse and worse and worse.
It's gotten very, very windy. And, we'll see what happens as far as rain is concerned. But right now, let's welcome Legal Eagle. And what was the word? A ponytailed.
You lying dog face. Sucker.
Yes. Chad.
We need to give candidate Biden some new movie lines to use. And I've thought of some, Greg and Seth. How about this? You tiny brave wiper of other people's bottom.
How about
stupid is stupid does, sir?
That'll work.
How about you're a silly sot. We can do all the Monty Python insults.
There is no end. I mean, he could be in how about Young Frankenstein?
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!
Oh, yeah, that would...
That'll work, yeah. You know, I tell you, when I was actually in the Dallas airport when I read that yesterday, that he had made that comment, and I said, okay, of course, the Washington Post tried to say that he was trying to be funny. But if you actually go watch it and what he did, it was not funny.
No, it was not. We played it this morning on the show, and I didn't see it as humorous at all.
I didn't see, and the girl didn't see it as humor either. But you know what? I was waiting. I woke up this morning, and I put on the Today Show and Good Morning America, and they didn't have that girl anywhere to be interviewed about the misogynistic and discriminatory statements made to her by the former vice president. I was shocked. I mean, if Trump had made that comment to a young Mercer University
student, my God, his impeachment trial would have been done and over already.
He'd be all over TV 24/7. How did you feel when the president insulted your virtue and called you a dog face? That means he must think you're a bitch. You know that it would have been all over TV 24/7.
It absolutely would have, yes.
I mean, but then here it's like cricket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway. Well, I think that in any event, Biden's done. I think it's going to be coming down to Bernie Bros, and I think Bloomberg's going to buy his way into the final. So the great thing about it is the Bloomberg folks and the Bernie Bros hate each other. You know, so
I think they all hate each other, but you know the one thing that binds them together is they all hate America.
Yeah, they hate everybody, man. Everybody for them. But so it's going to be interesting to watch that tomorrow night. I think if Biden comes in fifth place tomorrow, you know, he's dropping like a rock in South Carolina apparently, and starting to drop pretty good in Nevada. I think
he looks like somebody you would go to visit during visiting hours.
Oh, you know what, Greg? I couldn't have said it better. He looks bad.
Yeah, he really does.
A couple of years ago when McCain was running, he came here to Alabama, and he was staying down at the Renaissance, and I got to meet him just by chance. He was coming out the door. Greg, he looked terrible. He looked like Biden does now, just, you know, warmed over death.
Yeah.
He really looked bad, so... And if he looked that way with makeup on and looking his best in a TV audience, you can imagine what he looks like when he's got his hair down or unplugged. You have his hair unplugged.
Yeah, I did not see any humor in that little encounter.
No, I didn't either. I didn't either. Listen, you guys have a great afternoon, okay?
Thank you, Chad.
Thanks.
Appreciate you, buddy. Kenny from Maxwell.
Good afternoon, Greg and everyone. How are you doing?
Hey.
To give you an update, that heavy rain you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, by the time I got off of Maxwell, you know, it already started a little bit. But as soon as I hit 65, getting up there before the 143, you know, exit,
yeah.
So to get on 143.
Cursada, yeah.
And I'm at the house now in Millbrook, and it's coming down in buckets up here.
This just in from Rusty Aldrich, and this is a meteorological term. He says it's raining like a mama jama. Mama jama.
I was going to say, I don't know if you've seen this, but I was wondering how long it was going to take the Democrats to pull this one out. But over the weekend, I'm watching television, and what's her name, Sheila Jackson or whatever it is.
Oh, brother.
She's sitting there now. She said that they need to contact the FBI and do an investigation because the Russians hacked the app in Iowa.
Sure they did.
Yes. It's already started. But you know what? These people remind me, you know, because Hillary has her 50 ways to lose an election, but she blames everybody. They remind me of people that can never own, you know, anything. Responsibility is always somebody else's fault. You know, so they have the blame game. That's all they can do. They don't have anything else they can say because they can't say that they're screwed up. But I saw that yesterday, and I'm thinking, yeah, I knew it was going to come sooner or later. And they'll probably try to tie Trump in and say that he probably...
Oh, God, stop it. I can't wait to throw them out fast enough.
I mean, they're beyond sick, really.
They really are. They've lost it. And because the harder they try, the more he wins, the more popular he becomes.
It's helping him.
And they're getting to the, you know, that point in it. They really are. Kenny, it's great to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right.
You too.
So, that whipping line of storms now coming through Montgomery.
It's moving north to south and east to west.
slightly south of north and slightly west of east. You know what I mean?
No.
Brad McDonald will not be joining us this afternoon, but I can help you with fundamental economics because I always go back to the first thing I asked him. About building wealth. And he said, do you have any credit card debt? And I didn't have a lot. He said, before you put a dime into anything, pay that off, because it's highly unlikely you'll ever buy or have an investment that pays at a higher percentage than the sometimes, what, 23, 24% credit card debt on some cards. And so he said, make sure you clear that, because what's the point in making payments when they're whacking you for that kind of money and you have an investment that's growing at 3, 4, 5 or whatever, even 10%. In the last year, we watched people add a lot to their wealth because the market went up so incredibly from January through the end of the year. The double-digit gains were felt by a lot of people. And I know if you're like me, you may have felt like you were on the outside looking in on all that. But I have nobody to blame but me. I would love to see you grow your wealth. I would love to see you take just a half hour out of your day, some afternoon, maybe at lunch hour, whatever works for you. Sit down with Brandt and talk about how McDonald and Hagen can help you build towards something. You don't have to have a specific goal. But folks who have a nest egg, that is the best security in the world. Not the government swooping in to take care of you. You taking care of yourself because you've got it. And what they'll do is they'll take a look. They're not going to tell you have to give up this or that to grow your money. But it, you know how they always talk about phantom energy? We leave certain things on around the house and they drain electricity and they add to your bill, right? And they tell you shut that stuff off. The same principle with phantom energy goes to phantom money. How much of whatever it is you carry around in cash, do you know where it all goes? Do you have really, or is it until you get your bills off a card? Maybe you pay it all every month, but still you look and see, I didn't even realize that I had spent that much. That's the money that they can help you redirect into a growing fund. I mean, do you really need to go to Starbucks 6 days a week? That's an expensive habit.
Mm-hmm.
Just by example, I could switch from glass bottle Diet Coke to cans, and that would save me about $24 a month. Just that one move. There are all kinds of things out there like that where Brandt and his team can teach you to take a look at how you spend your dough and how you might alter that without sacrificing one iota of personal pleasure or anything off your wish list, just being smarter. And that's the big difference between having a nest egg and not. So make an appointment to sit down and meet him. Call 387-0094. He's got an incredible team of people over there at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Really does. And you'll feel confident when you meet them and they realize how eager they are to help you take care of what you earn, work so hard to make. 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
We'll update our straw poll on the Republican Senate nomination. Primary is only 3 weeks from tomorrow. And Biloxi Gambler, your call is next in 90 seconds.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a wreck on Highway 31. This is the southbound lane coming out of Prattville. It's right in front of Candlestick Trailer Park. It's only affecting the southbound lane, but people are slowing down to take a look at the northbound lane. You're just backing things up. Please keep moving. The authorities have asked us to pass that along to you. We've also got a minor crash with Tumka Highway, 231 near Jasmine Hill Road in Elmore County. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We are extremely busy all over Montgomery. I-85 southbound's got slowdowns up to the 65 merge. I-65 northbound, extremely slow traffic out of downtown past the Northern Boulevard all the way up past the 143 Millbrook off-ramp. Just going to take you a while to get to Prattville this evening.
please slow down, buckle up, take care. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy four BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's two locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you ever wanted to get away from it all and stay away from it all, plan your next vacation on Quarantine Cruise Lines. You'll be whisked away at sea on a beautiful cruise ship and then locked in your cabin where you'll stay so you don't get infected. You'll receive all the luxuries of a regular cruise. With these few exceptions, you won't be able to leave your cabin. Food service is extremely limited. No stewards will visit your room, make your bed, or clean your room. No one will leave you chocolates on your pillows. And nobody will fold a towel in the shape of a cute little animal. It's one day after another in complete isolation. Quarantine Cruise Lines, now with containment stops all over the world.
528 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We welcome Biloxi Gambler.
Yes, sir. I participated in the poll.
Yes.
And, I was, Tuberville and Troy King. That's not why I'm calling, though. I'm calling about something you're not talking about, you may not know about. But if y'all want to Google, pull up, it's called Norovirus. N-O-R-O, one word, Norovirus. Louisiana, Mississippi. I got phone calls today from down there because I go down there a lot.
It's Noro,
and
right?
It Noro is, virus. Yeah, Norovirus. 200 people. It started in Lake Charles. What this thing is, it is a bad stomach flu.
Yeah.
That is airborne. You're on the toilet for 3 weeks, vomiting, all that. Hand sanitizer doesn't work. Lysol doesn't work. Only bleach works, which means even restaurant utensils, you know, forks, knives, spoons, when they wash them and heat sanitize them, it still doesn't kill it. It has to be bleach. And that's coming this way, if it hadn't already got here, because the same people that are going to be in Lake Charles, all the people that got sick at that Mardi Gras banquet in Biloxi, you know, they go to Atmore, they go to Wetumpka at Montgomery casinos, it'll be on the gas pumps, everything else. Anyway, just be careful.
Wow.
Yeah, and I know it hadn't hit the news up here yet. It's on the news down there. So I was just bringing a little Gulf Coast warning. I mean, now, I'm not worried about corona. I'm not even worried about the flu. I had a flu shot, even though they say it don't work on the strain of flu we have. Maybe it'll help. But no, this is a bad one. And, I mean, if that hit, it's extremely contagious.
Wow.
And like I said, it's also airborne. So if that hits the radio station, y'all going to be in replay.
Well, based on the...
We got Rosie. She can fix anything.
Based on the symptoms you described, it's going to be me saying, hi, Greg Budell. And we'll be right back after.
Yes, sir. Oh, I like that you did the poll, though. I'll get back to your subject. I just wanted to put that out. I like that you did the poll. I'm the one that said that that way I could see anybody that checked sessions, and there wasn't very many at all.
No.
But I could go ahead and block them because I know I don't want to see nothing they got to put on Facebook.
Oh, now I know. Okay. I did like that comment, too.
Anyway, guys, thank you. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Biloxi. Seriously, what's stunning, we're almost up to 100, and thank you. In the straw poll, it's on my page. Just put a name there. Who do you plan to vote for if you've made that decision for the Republican nomination for Senate? I've had a feeling. You do this long enough, you kind of get a sense or a feel like you can take the temperature a little bit. And for a while now, I've been thinking that the primary, there'll be a runoff, and it won't involve Jeff Sessions. And I'm kind of ready to make that prediction now.
Oh, yeah.
A, you can't put a value on the president's good words to Bradley Byrne, because the president appreciates loyalty and those who stand by him, which is why Mitt Romney, I hope the worst for you. I really do. You are a deplorable human being. You wanted Trump's support when you were running in 12 and you got it. You wanted Trump's support when you were running for the Senate in 2018 and you got it. Or 16, whatever it was, you were elected in Utah and you crapped on him. And man, that is low. That is really, really, that's a, you got a strange ass way of showing your appreciation for people who gave you what you wanted. The only thing you didn't get was whatever job you were begging for. And he said no. But to do what you did, and he's another one. He's probably went, why is everybody so mad at me? What the hell's wrong with you? This is why a Tuberville is appealing. Bradley Byrne will keep his seat. Tuberville's appealing because it's another outside voice who doesn't have, isn't crawling with lobbyists and dirty money and everything else, just wants to go in and do a job and not enrich themselves. We need this, if we can pull this off, because I think the Republicans have a shot at creaming the Democrats and putting a lot of new fresh faces in this fall to get the term limit amendment started. Somebody's got to start that. That's the only way. We'll be doing this every 50 or 80 or 100 years if Trump cleans house and we do a good job of getting a lot of the infestation out of government, the lifers, the political lifers. That'll be a good thing. But unless we have term limits, it'll keep happening. We'll have more Joe Bidens, who's still promising to solve crap after being around for, what, 500 years? The frozen caveman senator. What did you do when you had the chance to do it? Not much. Except be good friends with the likes of Robert Byrd, former Klan member, Democrat. Nobody remembers that stuff. But right now on this Facebook thread, and I'm not saying it's scientific or anything else, that's my gut. Doing this for a long time. Bradley Byrne and Tommy Tuberville. And I hope when they go at it, they get passionate about their positions, but don't destroy each other. And for God's sake, Roy Moore, give it up and get behind somebody so whoever is passionately still supporting you will, because we can't have Doug Jones for four more years. That's the biggest embarrassment, the biggest ongoing embarrassment in Alabama history, in my opinion. What a piece of work. Billy, I'll be with you in a second. 534. Was renewing the tags today because we're a B, so we get to do it early in the year.
I wish I would have learned that earlier in my life.
Yeah.
I just learned that a couple years ago.
I happily, you know, you got to do it. I happily renewed the tags, and each yellow card that comes to the house has a story attached to it because they all came from Jack Ingram's signature used cars. They're payments that I make happily. I would never ask you to spend your money with any business, including a car dealership, where we're not spending our own. And we have been thrilled with the value we've gotten, the way they look out for you. You know, getting that 2019 Rogue, it had 12,000 miles on it, been a six-month lease car. Got a great deal on it, and I love it. But the one I really have a special affection for is the Subaru that Tip Tames found for my stepson. We got it from, they took it in trade from a Navy captain who'd owned it since it came out, 2009, kept meticulous records, low mileage. And Subaru, of all the different makes, is one that tends to last. It's still around after 10 years. This car looks great. It was well-maintained. And we got a loved one out in a car, you want to make sure they have something that's dependable. And the first thing they learn is not how to call AAA from the side of the road. So what you look at, whatever price range you're shopping in, and they still have some deals under five.
There's that 2013 Touring with 102,000 miles for $4,700. It's been 2013, yeah.
Look at that. That car looks great. Nobody's going to be embarrassed to drive it.
And it's under five. I mean, 102,000 miles, that's great.
That Ford Focus remains. That's only $4,800. But it, again, you want to get a new driver something that they won't be embarrassed to drive, but you'll feel good because they'll be safe. And you're not, you want to take somebody's word for it, or you want a place that puts their name on their product and sells it with confidence? Jack Ingram, Tip Tames, Greg in the Finance Department, 235 Northeastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com. Billy, thanks for waiting.
Hey, how y'all doing this afternoon?
Oh, you know. Good. How are you?
Good. Doing great. Great, great. We got an acquittal, and I think it's clear sailing now between now and the election coming up in November. But that being said, I got something that I need to touch on with y'all, and maybe I read up on this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The power of social media, the power of Google, the power of Facebook, and how it can sway in an election.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook toyed around with it a little bit in 2008, 2012, to see how many votes could go one way or the other. You're talking 400,000-500,000 votes, upwards to 1 million votes. That's what they're talking about this coming year. So, Mark Zuckerberg, I don't know if he's a big Democrat, big liberal. I'm pretty sure he is.
Oh yeah.
And just the simple fact that he can put out there on Facebook on election day, get out and vote, and just have a picture of whoever's the Democratic front runner. You'd be amazed.
You know what, Zuckerberg is backing off all that. I don't know if you've heard. He did have a meeting with Trump. I don't know what Trump said to him, but he has expressed great uncomfortability with getting into political censorship on Facebook.
Well, and another thing I didn't know, and I hope it's not true, but, you know, people voting online and how these votes can be changed, and no one would even know nothing about it.
Well, that's why we got to keep the ballot. You got to get off your ass, go to a place and vote. None of the smartphone voting, that's what would really frighten me.
Exactly right. And that goes to say, people, just because Donald Trump got acquitted, that don't mean anything, the fact that he cannot lose this election. And he can. And the Democrats are going to pull out all stops to see that he can. So get out there, vote, talk to your friends, your family, anybody that needs to get registered to get them to the polls when it comes election day, do what you can. I'm taking off work. And my full-time job's going to be to make sure he gets reelected.
We need poll watchers and people who will keep an eye on things. Thanks for the call.
Exactly.
And our audience is incredibly engaged on these different levels. So, but they will cheat to win at all costs. They obviously don't care about this country. Putting us through that impeachment based on hearsay evidence. And the call in question, the president provided the transcript the day it came up. But that wasn't good enough because they want him out. He's putting an end to their party. And I can't wait to watch.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, I-85 northbound. This is going to be just past the 143 off-ramp to Millbrook. They're calling this a moderate crash. It has traffic moving very slowly all the way back across the River Bridge in Montgomery. Northern Boulevard's having a little trouble merging to 65 northbound as well as 85 southbound. We've got slow traffic on 85 southbound from about Perry Hill Road all the way into the merge northbound. 85 northbound out of downtown has also got a lot of slow traffic, is backed up as well. We have an accident on 231 to Wetumpka near Jasmine Hill that's caused a good bit of backup there. Highway 31 at Candlestick Park, the southbound lanes have an accident there. The northbound lanes are gawker blocking. And authorities have asked that we ask you to please keep it moving on 31 northbound if you're headed into Prattville. Boulevard's busy. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated. And if you're in one of those slow traffic areas, just please be patient and watch out for emergency vehicles. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota, and the selection's fantastic. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. And pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
This Wednesday at 9 a.m., it's another Bama Half Off special just in time for Valentine's Day. The Spa Boutique 360 has $50 gift certificates for only $25 on BamaHalfOff.com. The Spa Boutique has everything you need to love the skin you're in. Spa Boutique 360 offers several non-invasive body sculpting services to enhance your beauty, curves, and confidence. There are only 50 certificates available. Get your half-off deal from the Spa Boutique 360 this Wednesday at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Mayor Stephen Reed and the Montgomery United Transition Team want your input and solutions for a better Montgomery. There'll be a municipal assembly to let your voice be heard. It's Wednesday, February 12th at 5:30 p.m. in the auditorium at Montgomery City Hall. Montgomery Fire and Rescue is reporting the city's first fire fatality of 2020. A 67-year-old man died of fire-related injuries in a structure fire on the 4,000 block of Ardmore Drive on Saturday. There were no reported injuries to fire department personnel. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Montgomery fire officials are also investigating what caused a storage unit to go up in flames early this morning. The fire broke out in the 6300 block of Atlanta Highway. Officials tell us a woman was treated on the scene for minor injuries. Firefighters were eventually able to get the blaze under control. 10 storage units were damaged. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Wet and turbulent times for the week ahead with showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tonight. There'll be some locally heavy rainfall in spots. Periods of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. I think we're in the mid-70s tomorrow. Upper 70s on Wednesday. Risk of showers and thunderstorms during the daytime Wednesday, but showers and storms becoming more likely Wednesday night. And it could be another one of those overnight severe weather threats, just like last Wednesday night, that lasts through Thursday morning. Severe thunderstorms with damaging wind gusts and a tornado can't be ruled out. Then it turns cooler during the daytime hours on Thursday and a windy, cold day Friday, but the rain is gone by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
There's a reason why Joaquin Phoenix Dairy has America's best dairy products.
We go into the natural world and we plunder it for its resources.
Those resources are cows. That's where milk comes from. At Joaquin Phoenix Dairy, our methods are tried and true.
Artificially inseminate a cow, and when she gives birth, we steal her baby. And then we take her milk that's intended for a calf, and we put it in our coffee and our cereal.
Because it's so delicious.
I don't know what I'd be without it.
You'd have osteoporosis, probably, Joaquin.
We share the same love.
The love of farm fresh milk, butter, and cheese. Why Joaquin Phoenix Dairy? Because he's an A-list Oscar-winning Hollywood celebrity and knows better than you. That's why.
Joaquin Phoenix Dairy, made with pretentiousness.
Joaquin Phoenix Dairy. We artificially inseminate the cows, so you don't have to.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
When we say electrifying, that can come in many different forms, like really shocking, surprising. This one is electrifying in its evil deviousness. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with politics or anything else. This is a couple that's getting married in Cancun, Mexico. And the bride and groom aren't just asking people to fly down to Mexico to pay for the hotel and take time off work because the wedding's on a Monday. The guests, and those of you who have been through one of these know how horrible it is, the guests will have to sit through a timeshare presentation. It's not clear if that was part of the deal for the couple to get married at the hotel, but for whatever reason, a timeshare presentation is part of their wedding events. People in a Reddit survey said, I'm totally okay with anybody that would decline to attend that. Have you ever been through a timeshare? I don't like to talk about these few weeks in my life. I did it very briefly. I worked for a company called Fairfield. And I took this job because I couldn't stand being at the Fountain Diner looking for bigger matzo balls and fresher challah bread for all the wonderful customers that would come in and tip me a dollar a plate. It's a Marriott, I think it was owned by Marriott, Fairfield Resorts, and they were a timeshare company. And it is mass psychosis, the way they get people. And then once they have people, they use them to get more. Now you hear on some radio networks and stuff, all these timeshare guys, we'll get you out of your timeshare. And I don't know if that's legit or not. But I have, through 2 weeks of training, learned the process of how they do this. And part of it is just relentless. Part of it, I'll never forget, I actually did it more than once. When I was married to my lunatic second wife, she says, look, we get a free gas grill if we go to this timeshare presentation. So we went, and it went on and on. And granted, you know, it was appealing, but we had no money for anything like that. We're doing this to get the gas grill. And finally, after 3 hours, we said, we don't want it. Can we have the grill that you promised in your ad? The grill came in a box. It wasn't a gas grill. It was by gas. I mean, it had a cylinder, something you'd find in your dentist's office, about that big. And it didn't have a stand or wheels or any of that. It didn't need it because it was about slightly bigger than a Frisbee. And if it cost $20, and this is many years ago, I would be shocked. That was the gas grill. If you were thinking you were going to get something like you have in your backyard now that you're all grown up and you got your own with four burners and shelves and all the rest of that stuff, no. So the only people they should invite to this wedding are people that they hate, because they're going to hate you after they come to your Cancun wedding and have to sit through one of these. I sat through one like a chump with wife number two, and the only reason I didn't remember it immediately is because I was doing a lot of drugs in those days. But I did go through the training process. And granted, if you're a good timeshare salesperson, you can make a lot of money, but you can't have a conscience. You can't have a conscience because you know you are screwing the people that are coming to see the presentation.
Tricky with a grill.
A grill. I wish I had taken a picture of it. You know, we didn't have smartphones then. I was so mad. I said, you realize we just wasted half of a Sunday sitting through this endless lecture to get something we could have bought at Rite Aid drugstore for less than 20 bucks.
That's terrible.
A gas grill. I didn't know they made propane canisters the size of a can of shaving cream.
All you need is a Coleman, and you're good to go.
That's it. So, anyway, this is deviousness on a rather unprecedented level. Mr. Electric, finally you don't have to think about who to call when you have the need for repair, installation of anything involving electricity. It's not something you want to mess with. Mr. Electric employs only the best, most qualified, certified master electricians. The way their business model is this. When you need them, you make an appointment, and they come at your convenience, not theirs. They don't, none of this window nonsense. They give you an upfront price on the work that needs to be done. They're great at assessing problems, solving problems, doing installs. They've done security lighting for us. They've moved an outside outlet and done a whole bunch more. Installed our Ring doorbell system. We had them do everything. Why take a chance on screwing it up? And we got an upfront price, and that is what we pay. And I recommend them without hesitation because they're really good at what they do. And when it comes to electricity, you want the best. That's what you need. Their number is 245-1566, 245-1566, or visit them online at MrElectric.com. And now, my friend.
Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, all right. We have the accident on I-65 northbound out of the way. We still have congestion on 65 northbound from the 143 in Millbrook back into Montgomery, but that should start rolling a little bit better. 85 southbound, still congestion from about Perry Hill to the 65 Birds. That should start moving better as well as traffic starts moving on 65. On 85 northbound out of downtown, we've got slow traffic and an accident at Ann Street on 85 northbound. We have slowdowns on 85 northbound at Taylor Road to Chantilly and then on through the Mount Meigs area. We've got a very busy boulevard this afternoon with heavy traffic from the Northeast Boulevard through the East Boulevard over to the East South Boulevard. Use caution wherever you are. Also, an accident, Jasmine Hill Road at 231. That one's still on the boards. Hopefully, it's out of the way. And on 31 southbound in front of Candlestick Trailer Park, hopefully that one is out of the way as well. But use caution wherever you are this afternoon. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Sidex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Sidex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Sidex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast.
We are at the finish line. I don't think I would have made it here without the wings of the friends we call Seth Spotlow and Rosie.
It's all her.
No, it's not.
I'm just
you
here for
too.
We love you.
I really appreciate it because it's been a bit of a challenge lately. So we're going to make room for Rusty and David. I know you'll be entertained and informed. They're next at 5:59.
That's our show, but the joke's on you, because we got paid anyway.
I'm going home to live my creepy, pathetic life.
I'm going to have to ask you and your party to leave.
Slap yourself very hard in the face, then leave.
Could you just leave the room, please?
Leave me alone.
Leave us alone.
I have to undergo an exit interview.
The circle is now complete.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. A new national frontrunner on the eve of the New Hampshire primaries. Bernie Sanders topping the Democratic field in a Quinnipiac poll.
Polls are fine, but winning elections are more important.